The super age is a coming period for American society where one out of five people will be over the age of 65. Now, this may not sound like a big change in our society, but it's the first time this has ever happened. And the United States is joining a very small club of countries around the world in this new era. For us, we enter in 2030. And this new era will portend a number of unique challenges for us, because it's not just the aging of the population that's occurring here with more people over the age of 65. It's just that we're having fewer babies too. And this will have direct implications for all of the social welfare programs and issues like inflation. The difference between China and the United States, though, and this is what should give Americans a bit of hope, is that we have a very pro-immigration policy here. We still bring people in. So the United States will continue to grow for the foreseeable future. China is not going to be so lucky. By the end of this century, it's projected that China will lose a population roughly the size of North America. It's hard to contemplate. For us, we need to be paying very close attention to this, especially those of us who are watching our portfolios. Most of us have a long enough memory to consider what it felt like during the subprime mortgage crisis, when we saw loved ones, friends, family have their 401ks wiped out. They had to extend their working lives by another 5 or 10 years. Because of this really almost calamitous event, China's current real estate situation makes that look like child's play, because they simply have overbuilt housing to such an extent that they have over 60 million empty housing units. They have no population coming up to fill them. In fact, if they wanted to fill them tomorrow, they'd have to move the entire population of France.
To listen to this full interview, in addition to gaining access to all of our premium content airing during the week, go to financialsense.com and hit the subscribe button.